Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
And you're welcome back now. Scottish adventurer Aldo Kane, he pushes the boundaries of exploration. He's a leading figure of extreme expeditions, rowing across the Atlantic. He's climbed Everest. He's guided actors through jungles, volcanoes, Siberia. But this time he's going to the bottom of the ocean. It's in James Cameron's new series for National Geographic and made with the BBC as well. It's called Ocean Explorers. It starts this Sunday. Good morning, Aldo Kane.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for joining us. I'm not sure whether you have a job that we should, one of the best jobs in the world or one of the worst jobs in the world. You're used to being behind the camera, making sure that kind of Will Smith and Tom Hardy and so on survive. But you're front and centre here.
That's right. It's basically the type of job that I do. I basically look after film crews around the world in sort of extreme remote hostile locations. And yeah. Certainly over the last 5 or 6 years, most of the stuff that I've been doing is on camera anyway. And I'm kind of in the area anyway doing my job. I'm just being filmed doing my job. So it doesn't necessarily mean too much of a difference. And this new series, Ocean Explorers, I was actually cast as one of the four scientists and expedition people for the series. So it was just a huge opportunity.
I mean, it's extraordinary. And part of it, you've seen extreme climates, extreme expeditions and so on. But meeting James Cameron must be an extreme moment in and of itself.
I know. I get to meet very cool people doing very cool things and have done over the last sort of 15 years. But to get the call from James Cameron's team to say that they wanted me to fly out to LA to then be part of, they weren't quite sure whether I was fit for the job. So I had to go out and pass a few tests, I guess, and meet the team and met James. And this is also made by BBC Studios. So the whole team that makes Blue Planet, Planet Earth. So it's just like some very, very big hitters at the very, very offset.
What kind of tests do they put you through to make sure you're fit to do something like this?
Interviews and then a couple of escape room, panic room tests. And
a panic room test?
just basically trying to see how you work well in a team. Because, on board this ship, this is the most technologically advanced research vessel on the planet. And you've got a huge team of people working together, scientists, boat operators, divers, film crews. So they really wanted to be sure before they invited us along, the four of us along, that we were fit for purpose, shall we say.
Yeah, so you pass the test of the infamously demanding James Cameron and you get on board this incredible vessel. Tell us about the ship itself.
Yeah, so it's called the Ocean Explorer. And it's, yeah, it's essentially the most, like, it's a floating lab for gaining a better understanding of our ocean. It's the map, the bathymetry kit that it has on there. So for mapping the seabed is off the charts. Like, everywhere we move in the ship, we're mapping as we go. And most of the stuff has never been seen to that detail by anyone. And we're sort of mapping it as we go. The ship has got a helicopter. It's got two submersibles. So if you imagine a sort of James Bond-esque type bubble that gets launched off the back of the ship, and then you can go down to the seabed and that. So there's two of those.
That's everyone's worst fear right there. Yep. Thanks for that.
And then there's three other boats on board the ship. So like I can, be running dive operations. The helicopter can be up tracking whales. We can have two subs in the water who are going down getting research from these seamounts. It's just like if you'd asked me when I was a boy, to sort of come up with the idea of the perfect adventure boat, then this is it.
It's just extraordinary stuff. And I love, there's quite a lot of adrenaline in it, but it's also a beautiful looking show because you're deep down in the marine abyss, kind of looking at these stunning creatures that some of which we didn't know existed, like a six-gill shark.
Yeah, essentially, like, over 85% of the ocean is completely unexplored. And that is James Cameron's ultimate passion, is to explore the depths of the ocean, you know, inner space, not outer space. And there are just some phenomenal, phenomenal creatures down there. You know, if you, when you go down in the submersible and you switch the lights off, and then you, it's pitch black, obviously. And then you flash the lights on, off again, then on again, and then off. You just have this, it's not a reflection, but you basically have bioluminescence and they're all pinging color. And it's like being in space. So the interesting thing about, because this is James Cameron's passion, it's very much driven by science, as opposed to exploration for the sake of exploration. So, you know, there's probably 5, 6, 7 separate papers being written, scientific papers being written on each of these missions, which are things or creatures or experiences that are brand new to science. So, you know, with 85% of the oceans or more completely unexplored, it is the perfect sort of playground for a ship like this with all of these toys.
Which is why we're discovering, well, for us anyway, things like the six-gill shark. I gather you had a special moment when you were diving with humpback whales.
I know, it's. I feel very privileged, but we were studying humpback whales off the coast of Dominican Republic. And we had been following them for a few days, and we'd been working with scientists who specialise in humpbacks. And I eventually, after a few days of getting to know the animals, got in the water with them. So free diving. So when you use scuba diving kit or rebreathers, there's either a lot of bubbles or no bubbles, but you have a lot of gear on.
Yeah.
So free diving is like the most purest form. It's the same as what the whales do. You take a breath and then you pop down and you're only under the water for as long as you can hold your breath for.
Good Lord.
Which is the same as the whales, but that morning I had been diving with humpbacks and just witnessing this amazing behavior, and then got out, had lunch, and then watched my son being born on a WhatsApp call from the science lab.
What a day.
And then back into the water with the whales in the afternoon. So it was one of the most special days of my life, I think.
I'm definitely revising the start. It's the best job you have. One of the reasons you're chosen for this, and the reason you're able for all these extreme expeditions and explorations, is you were a British Royal Marine.
That's right. I joined the Marines, which is Royal Marine Commandos. So
Commandos,
Britain's elite, fighting force. And like, you know, that was, I left 20 years ago. So most of the things that I've ever been taught or learned from there are long gone, including the fitness. But I guess, you know, the one thing that sort of stays with you is your ability to work in high functioning, high risk, high consequence teams, which is exactly what this was. You know, a lot of my job was the night before we were planning all these operations was to be up in the bridge with the captain and the ship's company and the film crew, basically coming up with a plan for the next day, which might involve jumping from a helicopter, collecting tags that had come off whales, to diving operations, to having the subs in the water and then potentially the ROV down at full ocean depth, a remote operated vehicle. So I think, you know, a lot of why I'd been chosen is, you know, 30 years of experience operating in extreme remote and hostile locations, but being able to work with a team, lead a team and manage a team in these extreme environments.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, because British Royal Marine obviously means something different to Irish listeners. Were you deployed in Ireland at all?
I joined in 1994, I think it was, and then spent 10 years in the Marines. Spent a lot of time in jungles, actually, because I was part of a unit that specialised in jungle operations.
All right.
Which, again, is why I've been using those skills to then get film crews in and out of places like volcanoes or the jungle or up in the high mountains. So it's pretty cool. I've actually spent the last 7 or 8 years now working with National Geographic, and one of the big ones was taking Will Smith inside a volcano. So it's, I get to, because of that experience, my past life,
Belfast, Will Smith in a volcano.
Yeah, exactly. So I get to travel the world and get people in and out of pretty amazing places, but quite hard to get to.
It's an incredible show, and we're looking forward to seeing it. I think it's going to be on National Geographic first from this Sunday, and then going on Disney Plus, which I think is probably the thing that most people see on the streamers. It's fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us, Aldo Kane, and be safe wherever you are. I hope your wife is still talking to you after missing the birth of your son.
Only just.
Okay, Aldo, thank you so much. That's Aldo Kane
thank
there.
You.
And Ocean Explorers on Disney Plus, you see after Sunday the 18th.